As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 27. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. ¿Qué tal estás, Carmen?
Pues muy bien. Ahora me encuentro mucho mejor, pero la semana pasada, Mark, no podía hablar.
Porque íbamos a grabar, pero al final no pudimos.
No pudimos porque no tenía nada de voz.
Pobrecita.
Una pena. Dolor de garganta, bueno, fatal, pero mucho mejor ya, mucho mejor.
Me alegro.
Más recuperada.
Me alegro. Bueno, hoy tenemos un texto interesante.
Hoy es un día muy especial.
Muy especial.
Yo creo, para todos nosotros.
Pero no vamos a decir nada
no.
Hasta que nuestros oyentes escuchen el diálogo.
Vale, pues no es un diálogo, Mark, es más bien el diario de María.
Sí, tienes razón. Entonces vamos a escucharlo.
Vale.
Querido diario, tengo muchas cosas que contarte. Otra vez estoy cansadísima y se me cierran los ojos, pero quiero explicarte el día tan emocionante que hemos tenido. Nuestra aventura aún no ha terminado, pero hoy hemos dado un gran paso. Durante la primera inmersión, yo he estado leyendo un libro muy entretenido. Se llama La Catedral del Mar y está ambientado en Barcelona, en el siglo XIV. Ellos han vuelto diciendo que había mucha vegetación, más de la que se pensaban en un principio, así que han cogido una linterna más potente para ver con más claridad. Han bajado por segunda vez y yo he continuado leyendo tan tranquila al solecito. Y de repente, al cabo de media hora, han vuelto a subir. Sin decirme nada, Rory se ha sacado la bombona y los pies de pato, me ha dado un beso y me ha abrazado muy fuerte. Yo les preguntaba, «Bueno, pero ¿qué pasa?». ¿Habéis encontrado algo? Yo estaba histérica. Y entonces Rory me ha dicho que han encontrado un baúl enterrado en una pequeña cueva subterránea, entre arena, algas y bancos de peces. Yo pensaba que me estaban tomando el pelo, pero no me salía ninguna palabra. Por un segundo me he quedado muda. Después no podía parar de hacer preguntas. ¿Y ahora qué hacemos? ¿Qué tiene el baúl dentro? ¿Es muy pesado? ¿Podéis subirlo entre los dos? ¿Se romperá? ¿Si hay algo dentro, será nuestro tesoro? ¡Oh! Y Rory ha dicho, mi corazón va a 1000 por hora. I can't believe it. Y Alejandro le ha contestado, mira, pibe, a mí me da igual si ese cofre solo tiene arena. Encontramos un tesoro. Somos un equipo bárbaro. Chicos, esto hay que festejarlo. Y ya no sé quién ha saltado primero, pero nos hemos ido tirando al agua uno a uno y hemos estado jugando un buen rato en el agua. Después hemos subido al barco y, con la mente un poco más fría, hemos decidido qué debíamos hacer a partir de ahí. Primero, desenterrar con cuidado el baúl y subirlo al barco entre los dos. Una vez arriba, abrirlo y aguantar la respiración. Y todo ha ido muy bien. Los chicos han podido subir el baúl, que está en buen estado, y han podido abrir la cerradura sin demasiados problemas. Dentro del baúl había arena, mucha arena, 10 lingotes de oro, 3 collares de piedras preciosas y una cajita de madera con unos 20 diamantes. ¡Hemos encontrado un tesoro! Lo sé, esto es una locura. Y sabemos que hay más baúles por ahí. Esta noche no podré dormir. Me siento protagonista de la mayor aventura del mundo. Pero, ¿qué haremos con todo esto? Voy a intentar dormir un poco. Hasta mañana, María.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Por fin, Mark, por fin han encontrado el tesoro. Estoy súper emocionada.
Han encontrado el tesoro. Okay, let's go back and listen to an explanation of this in English so that we can all understand exactly what's going on. So Maria begins by saying that she's got lots of things to tell you. She's talking to her diary, of course. She is once again very tired, and indeed her eyes are closing, but she wants to explain the very exciting day that they've had. The adventure isn't yet over, but they have made a major step forward today. During their first dive, during the boys' first dive, Rory and Alejandro's first dive, she was reading a very entertaining book, a book set in Barcelona in the 14th century. And they returned from their first dive, seeing that there was lots of vegetation, lots of seaweed, actually more than they had thought the first time. And so they've been able to get a light, a stronger light, in order to be able to see more clearly underwater. So they went down for a second time. Meanwhile, Maria continued reading.
Han bajado por segunda vez y yo he continuado leyendo tan tranquila, al solecito. Y de repente, al cabo de media hora, han vuelto a subir.
So after about half an hour, they suddenly returned. Rory took off his air tank and his flippers and embraced Maria warmly. Obviously, they were very excited and she was full of questions. She wanted to know what happened. Had they found something? She was hysterical, she says. Rory told her that they had found a chest buried in a small underground cave. She thought they were pulling her leg, but they had indeed found a treasure chest. And of course, this left Maria full of questions. What will we do now? What's inside the chest? Is it very heavy? Will you be able to get it up from under the water? Will it break? Is there something inside? And will it be our treasure? Rory is very excited, his heart beating at 1,000 beats per hour. But Alejandro simply explains that he doesn't mind whether there is treasure in the chest or not. The fact that they found it is the treasure itself.
A mí me da igual si ese cofre solo tiene arena. Encontramos un tesoro. Somos un equipo bárbaro. Chicos, esto hay que festejarlo.
And celebrate they did. They jumped off the boat into the water and splashed around. And then, of course, they had to started to think about exactly what they were going to do because they had found this treasure and they needed to work out their next steps. They decided to try to unearth the chest from where it's buried and bring it up onto the boat. And then they would open it and hold their breath, wait to see what was inside. And everything went exactly as planned. They brought the chest onto the boat. They opened it and discovered inside lots of sand, but also 10 gold bars, 3 necklaces of precious stones, and a box of wood containing 20 diamonds. They have indeed found a treasure. Maria is quite overwhelmed by all of this, and even more overwhelmed by the fact that there are more chests in the water. She's not going to be able to sleep tonight because she says she finds herself in the situation of being in the biggest adventure in the world.
Me siento protagonista de la mayor aventura del mundo.
So Maria does indeed feel that she is the protagonist, the star of the biggest adventure in the whole world. But what will they do with everything? Well, she's going to sleep on it. Va a dormir un poco, o intentar dormir un poco. Let's talk about that intentar. Because I think it's always interesting to work out how we say to try to do something in Spanish, because there are various ways of saying to try to do something. There's intentar hacer algo, but there are also other ways of saying to try to do something. For example, I'm thinking of tratar.
Muy bien. Tratar de dormir un poco, por ejemplo.
And the interesting thing there is it's tratar de.
Always, always, always. Don't forget the de.
But with intentar...
Intentar, no, it doesn't need anything. It's so just intentar. The verb as it is.
Let's have some examples of this.
Por ejemplo, voy a tratar de terminar mi trabajo para la universidad. So I'm sería going to un ejemplo.
I'm going to try to finish my work for the university, my I suppose it's a piece of work, your essay. Yeah. So there you're talking about tratar de hacer algo, tratar de, always got the de in there. And what about intentar?
Voy a intentar terminar mi trabajo para la universidad a tiempo.
Okay.
It's exactly the same, but the construction is different.
So the construction is different. We're missing the de with intentar. Intentar plus an infinitive straight away without a de, but tratar de hacer algo. Is there any difference? Is there
and the
difference?
Meaning, you mean?
Yeah.
No difference. But perhaps there's another verb, which is probar. Which can be also to try, as in taste something,
yeah, so
taste
to try
food.
Food, yeah.
Okay. But it can mean as well to try to do something, as in voy a probar a dormir un poco.
So I'm going to try to sleep a little, but...
It's like, let's see what happens. Let's see if I can sleep or not. It's like more uncertain.
Yeah, so it's less sure that you're going to be able to sleep.
Yeah.
So you're using probar there. Now, probar can be used normally when we're talking about tasting food. He probado el gazpacho.
Los haggis.
Sí. So probar, using there normally in the sense of tasting food or trying food. But also we can use it in a sense of trying something out to see what happens. Voy a probar.
When you're not sure if you will manage to do whatever you are going to try to do.
Bueno, hemos compartido con vosotros algunos ejemplos del español de este texto y vamos a terminar esta versión preview de este episodio.
Vale, muy bien, pues lo dejamos aquí entonces.
We will of course be back soon. However, in the meantime, if you'd like to access the full version of this lesson and our lesson notes and indeed a bonus listening exercise, then you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.